I think that when somebody walks into the door of a restaurant, they need to understand that there are so many different moving parts involved with creating a wonderful experience for them. From the second they're greeted at the door to the set time their server meets up with them and talks to them, gets their order, then it goes into the kitchen. The cooks have to communicate with the servers when the food is being prepared and when it's ready, and then the servers bring it out, and you have to talk to somebody on the way out the door too. So there's a lot of different moving parts involved with your restaurant experience.
Thank you, thank you, and welcome to A Fresh Air Inspired Life, showcasing the power of kindness, connection, and community. I'm your host, Amanda Wise, and it is great to be here. Today's guest is near and dear to my heart. We've been friends for years and even partners in bar management crime. This proficient woman has played a significant role in more restaurants in the Keweenaw than anyone I know, and it is obviously her talent and passion. Please welcome the woman who will quickly learn what you eat and drink, no matter where she's working, the amazing Julie Blackstone. Hey, Jules.
Hi, Amanda. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Can you start by telling us where you were born and raised?
I was born and raised in Hancock, Michigan.
Wow. All right. That's a short answer, but that just keeps us right close to home here. Interesting. So how did you first find your way into the food and beverage industry? Like, what was your first job?
My first job was at Perkins Restaurant in Houghton back in 1995.
And that's not even there anymore.
No, it's currently Culver's.
Oh, okay. Well, mm-hmm. It's still a restaurant. So that was your first job.
And my first restaurant job.
Your first restaurant job, yes. Okay, and then when did you realize it was where you belonged in restaurants?
Almost immediately. Really? I fell in love with the entire job, customer service. I get to talk to people and sometimes even make their day.
Aw, so like, right. So you were at Perkins and you realized, wow, this is for me.
Yep, I started out serving there and then quickly moved to assistant dining room manager within the first couple months.
Holy cow. That's amazing. I'm not surprised, though.
Oh, thanks.
Wow, way to go. And so, like I said, Julie's been all over this area in restaurants in very meaningful roles, as you can tell with her quick promotion at Perkins. But Jules, I know this might take a little while, but can you give us a rundown of each of the restaurants you worked at and what your role was?
Well, I'm kind of going to narrow it down to up in Keweenaw County, because otherwise we could be here for quite some time. Okay. I worked at the Harbor House, and I was there for 19 years while Ron and Chris Wara were proprietors, and I ran the gamut on front of house work. Server, hostess, bartender, and then I supervised front of house activities when Christine Wara was at her other job as a nurse in Houghton. So. And then from there, I was Keweenaw Mountain Lodge, and I was the food and beverage department lead up there for about a year and a half. After I left there, I worked at a few different places in the harbor that summer just to kind of help some friends out and make ends meet for the summer. I was at the Mariner cooking. I worked at Rock Skipper's Fish and Chips, which was a food truck in Copper Harbor. I was there for a couple years. I worked the counter there and did prep. And then also the Laughing Loon. I'd spent a summer there with my good friend Hannah Rooks, and I worked as a cashier and helped her out. Then I've kind of been at the Mariner for the last few winters, but my current role is with Morning Sunshine Food Truck, which I operate May to October, and I am the general manager and chief of operations.
Sure, yeah, to say the least. And I know that do you mind if we go a little bit more geographically distant to other places in the Keweenaw? Because I feel like you've been in more places in the Keweenaw helping run, or not really.
Yeah, I was the waterfront restaurant. I was a server and a bartender. Denali Restaurant in Lake Linden. I was the general manager at that establishment for about 4.5 years.
Yeah.
And currently I'm at Kuna Coffee Works.
Mm.
And I barista and I help package coffee there as well. Mm. So
see, that's all good, important stuff to know. I think it is. And I do want to interject here and just say that Jules and I have been friends for almost 20 years, and we have lots of mutual friends, and she loves our little Brady P.
Yes, I do.
But I got the honor to work with her as a bar manager cohort at the Harbor House for 5 years, and I got to see how she really operates. Now, I have worked at several bars and restaurants throughout my life, but I've never seen an employee care so much about every single detail of an operation. The quality and diversity of inventory, the manner of the staff toward customers, portion control, authenticity and use of local products, and especially cleanliness. I've been called out by her a few times because Julie runs a tight ship, and I can vouch that wherever she is working, it's a guaranteed great place to eat. So thank you, Julie, for upholding such a standard in this business.
Thank you, Amanda. That's very kind.
Well, it's just so true. The spotlight needs to be on you to show how important that is.
I just have always felt that any place I've worked is, I've given my all to every part of it, and I invest myself in the business. Because if the business succeeds, so do I.
Wow. There's some great advice for everyone out there, I think. So that's always been important to you. Can you tell us the story of that moment when you learned to love cooking breakfast?
Well, the way I learned to cook breakfast, it happened while I was at Denali Restaurant. It was 10 minutes until the church rush on a Sunday before the 4th of July.
Oh,
my cook decided he was done, and he literally walked out the door and left me with no one to cook breakfast. None of my other staff had really done it on their own before and had very little experience in it, and I had never done it in a restaurant setting. Mm-hmm. At home, I cook breakfast all the time. It's something I absolutely love to do. Mm. But I stood on the line for a minute, and I have to be honest, I shed a couple tears.
Oh, I
took
bet.
A deep breath, and I went, well, here we go, and started cooking. And within the first week or so, I was like, this is actually all right. It was kind of fun. And I just had a lot of fun creating new dishes and putting a little bit of love into every dish I made. And just from that point on, that's been the shift I prefer. I've always been a morning person. So it kind of fell in line with that too, which helps. But it's just my favorite meal to cook. It's my favorite meal to eat. It's my favorite meal to share with friends and family.
Wow. And now you get to share it at your own restaurant. That's so awesome. But I love that story because I always knew you as the front woman. You know, you're the host, you're a server, you're managing the staff in front and the barista and all that, and just really being out there in the front. So to learn that you loved the cooking just was so kind of mind-blowing to me, and I wanted you to share that story. So thank you. And now, like I briefly mentioned, you own an amazing and wildly popular restaurant on wheels, Morning Sunshine. So can you tell us how that started and how it feels to run a place of your own?
Well, it started when I left the lodge, and I had mentioned that summer I'd kind of been working around for local places, the Mariner, Laughing Loon, Rock Skipper's Fish and Chips, and working in the food truck actually kind of piqued my interest, and I kind of fell in love with that kind of service at that point. And Rodeo is where my husband works in Houghton, and he's been there working with Dave Lawrence for the last 14, a little more than 14 or 15 years. And I've known Dave. I worked with him previously at the waterfront as well. So so he had this food truck that he operated for one summer up in Copper Harbor. It's a beautiful brand new food truck. It was beautiful. Built to his specifications, custom built for him. And then he got to a point where he didn't have enough staff to maintain the food truck in Copper Harbor and his business in Houghton. And so he ended up having to put the food truck in storage. And after a year and a half of it being in storage, he reached out to me and he said, "Hey, Jules, you want to try something new?" And I said, "Heck yeah, let's do it." So that's how Morning Sunshine came about. And we spent a good solid 6 months working through setup and where we would be located and what kind of food I would serve, menu, name, all kinds of details and fun stuff.
Wow. I think the evolution of the things that you experience, like being in that breakfast cook situation, working in another food truck, really helped you almost feel that you were almost craving that in a way, maybe. And then when you got the opportunity, like there it was, and it just was meant to be because you already knew that you enjoyed those things.
Yep, I feel like it was kind of a meant-to-be situation where it just kind of led up to that, and the situation arose where it was like, here you go. I mean, literally, it was handed to me.
Oh,
you know.
Wow.
And Dave has been phenomenal as a partner, and I just can't thank him enough for everything he's done for me. But yeah, it just kind of came up. I just feel like that was the time and the in place that I needed to be.
Yeah, and he obviously believed in you if he asked you to do that.
Yeah, he's, like I said, I've known Dave for quite some time now since we worked together way back when at the waterfront in Hancock. And so he's kind of known the trials I've gone through with the different places I've worked and run, been managing. And so he decided that I deserved an opportunity to do my own thing. So
That's so awesome. And I know you mentioned that it was hard for him to staff a food truck up there. How do you find it to find staffing? I know that's a thing for Copper Harbor.
It's pretty difficult in Copper Harbor to find staff, but luckily I have two children that are teenagers.
Oh, yeah.
And they both enjoy working with their mother in the food truck. And my daughter is spectacular at the window. Mm-hmm. She is really come into her own in that aspect, and she's really good at it. And my son is spectacular at helping prep and do different things around the food truck, getting me set up for making dishes and things like that. And then my wonderful husband, on one of his 2 days off, comes up and gives me a break, and he does the cooking.
Wow.
So half of my staff is family, which helps a lot. And I've got a spectacular person that's been working for me for the last 2 summers, Jean Fettig. She now lives in the Keweenaw. And she does a great job working the window. And then I also have my niece, Mackenzie, comes up and helps out, even now that she lives out of town.
Wow.
She's moved to Wisconsin. But the first year, I don't think I could have started without her.
Wow.
And then last summer, she came back a couple times to help out, went out of her way. But she really enjoys it, too. So. And then also we've got some kids that come from other countries to work in the harbor, and I've been lucky enough to have a few of them work with me as well.
Wow, cool. I didn't realize that. That's awesome. What, I feel like you're so lucky that you could kind of make that a family affair in a way, but they love it and everyone loves it. You know, it's not like, oh, mom, not today. I mean, maybe some days, but overall it sounds like everyone's pretty happy chipping in.
Yep, they are. They enjoy being a family business.
Oh, congrats.
Thank you.
That must mean so much to you.
It does.
Oh, awesome. So as a person who lived in the harbor when Julie's Burritos, as Brady calls it, started, I would say that your place, Julie, is not just a perk, but it's a necessity. So thank you so much for filling that void there in the harbor and doing it so well.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I talk to people and they're like, oh, we ate at that burrito truck in the middle of town or got a sandwich in that truck in the middle of town. And they can't wait to go back the next day because it's already 4 o'clock. And, you know, you're a breakfast, early lunch or afternoon place. 7 to 3, correct? 7 a.m. to 3, yes. I don't want to confuse anyone with my late lunch comments, but yeah, so tried and true, you know, it's not like one place you're going to go to once and not like it. You're not going to wait till it opens the next day. It's pretty great. Are there any stories you want to share from any of those other places you've worked?
Well, one story that comes to mind is I met my husband working at the Harbor House. Mm. I had already been working there, and he started a few years after I did. And we took part in the preseason opening of the business, which is the cleaning and fixing of equipment and setting everything up. One year, we were there with just the owners, Ron and Chris, and we were in the downstairs back room, and a squirrel got in. Yeah. So we closed the door to the back room to kind of trap the squirrel in, and we were chasing it around with a broom. And as the squirrel went up one of the walls, my husband swatted it with a broom. It literally hit my back, stood there for a second, and then jumped off, and I freaked
out. Oh my gosh.
We were all just cracking up. We were almost rolling on the floor laughing. Oh. It was so insane.
So it kind of like clawed on your back for a second. It caught your back and then it, oh my gosh.
Caught my shirt and then jumped off. I freaked out. Oh
my. Did you feel its claws in your back?
No,
a little
bit? But felt the feet on my back and that was enough.
Oh my goodness. Was it a little red squirrel? One of those?
No, it was a gray squirrel.
It was a gray squirrel?
Yeah, so it was a big one. Mm-hmm.
Whoa, those are even hard to find in the harbor. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that would be crazy because those are much bigger. Wow. Yeah. Being in this arena for so long, what advice do you have for anyone who wants to run or manage their own restaurant?
I would say the best advice I could give is to learn as much as you can. Work every position you possibly can in a restaurant to gain the experience and knowledge of what those people are going through. Because you have to have a little empathy and sympathy for each position and to be able to understand what they're saying in a lot of situations.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's great advice. Wow, do it all. So what do you like to do for fun when you're not cooking or serving customers, Jules?
Well, in the summertime especially, the kids and I and my husband, we like to go to the beaches where we can both rock pick and swim, as two of us are rock pickers and two of us are content to lay in the sand and sit on the beach and soak up the sun. Mm. We like to go for hikes in the woods, which there's a lot of that to do in Copper Harbor as well. So.
And you like music also, don't you?
Love music. My husband and I, for the first 5 years of our marriage, that's all we did was travel around and see music. And since we've had kids, we've been able to include them in some of that too. We've gone to different festivals. And actually this weekend, we're going to a little mini festival in Wisconsin for our daughter's 17th birthday.
Oh, wow. 17. But that's also something she chooses, right? Because that's her birthday, so she wants to be in music too.
100%. She is a musician through and through. Wow. She's been playing ukulele since she was 7 or 8.
Oh, wow. That's so cool. You have such a talented family. She's nodding over there. She knows. It's true. And do you have any wise words for us? Just about maybe anything you learned about in life?
Wise words, I would probably say to try to learn something new every day and don't think you're the best at something. If you do, you're not going to improve at all. You have to constantly strive to be better.
Wow. I love that. Thank you. Great advice. Thanks so much for talking to us, Jules. You've really helped shine some light on the behind the scenes action of a seemingly, you know, normal activity that people might take for granted. And thank you, dear listener, for joining us. Become a member on our Patreon at Copper Harbor Vitality to get behind the scenes intel from each show, videos, and more. You can also visit copperharborvitality.com to shop our books, macro nature prints, and stay updated with our blog. Till next time, get to know what everyone around you is doing too, so you can have some empathy. And be good to yourself. Ba-ba-ba-da-da-da-da. Ba-ba-da-ba-do-da-da. Ba-ba-da-da-da.